Thank you for holding. Is this Logan?
This is Sam.
Hey, Logan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a busy morning. I got a lot of work in front of me, but it's a good problem. So.
That is a good problem to have.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I'm just getting it going. I understand that you were speaking with one of my reps here, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line. She said you had some questions for me about the listing or how it works.
It was pretty just the promotional rate for a new company, I think, is where we was at.
The new in business credit? Okay. I'll definitely make sure to apply that. Did you have any questions about the listing itself?
I mean, it's pretty much just getting on Google, is it not? Like, putting me up at the top and...
Well, it's a Google Places placement. I mean, the last time we had a listing like this available was almost 2 years ago. So it's not a everyday thing where we could put you up there. You ever see those three guys that show up next to the map when you look for a plumber?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's where we're talking about listing you. So, you know, once we fill that spot, we close it out. We won't be working with anybody else in the area that does what you do. So some of the guys that are up there now are like Mr. Drain Man and Kindred Plumbing. You heard of those guys?
Right. Yeah. Mr. Drain Man, maybe, but like I tell in Tara, they're kind of in a different category than me. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really...
In what way?
So they're more of a service company, I think. Service company, I believe, where I'm more of a new construction, like you're adding on to your house, you would call me, or you're building a house, or...
Right, you're laying plumbing foundation more so than actually doing repairs.
Yes.
Gotcha.
For now, I'm doing both, but I want to focus on the new because that's where my experience is.
Yeah, you want to lock in those bigger ones too, though. That's what gets the business going in the right direction early on.
Mm-hmm. Like the one I just finished up with.
Yeah, because that'll get you moving in the right direction. I hear you. The Google Places placements, the beauty of these is that you get 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So the new construction stuff is definitely something that we could target, you know, along with the smaller jobs. We'll be able to cover all your bases. And it actually lists you for up to a 40-mile radius from a prospect. So it's a pretty good-sized service area to get that visibility for everything that you do, right? The idea here is just to bring in the volume without you being subjected to paying lead fees or dealing with leads going to four or five other people. Right.
I'm doing that right now, and I regret it.
Most lead services use Google to get their leads. I'm more than likely the company you're using now is on the first page of Google.
Yeah, I'm sure. I got conned into Angie Lead.
Okay, yeah, they're definitely up there. If you go, let me see. It's four spots down underneath the local guys, and you have there's a top 10 best plumbing contractors.
Yep.
So they're just reselling leads. You know, they basically, somebody fills out a form after doing a Google search for a plumber. And obviously the only people filling out the form are people who are looking for the lowest rate because they know they're going to get contacted by four or five of you. Home Advisor tells them right out of the gate that they're going to connect them with multiple people. And then they'll hear you guys out and go with whatever's the cheapest, you know.
That's not what I'm after, to be honest.
Well, yeah.
I don't ever plan to be the...
Nobody wants to be the cheapest. Yeah, I mean, it's... Cheapest ain't going to last. It's just not going to last.
No,
period.
The cheaper...
Especially with that system.
Yeah. Cheap ain't good, and good ain't cheap.
That is facts. You sound like a wise man.
So...
Yeah,
I mean, that's the hardest part of the job is
mm-hmm.
is the pricing. But I mean, if you're good with your work, I mean, they understand. And I've never had anybody complain about my work. So
yeah, I've had my fair share of wise men that I work with, and I had a guy tell me, he goes, you know, if you go out there and you tell everybody, oh, you got the cheapest rate, you know, you're going to end up losing all your profits, you know.
Yep.
So with a system like that, you're basically, you're paying, you know, two or three leads, maybe even four before you land a job. So you got that overhead.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got to drive out there. You know what I mean? You got that mm-hmm. overhead and everything else and getting supplies. And by the time you're done, you're breaking even. You're basically working for,
right.
for
yeah.
Angie's. Yeah. So
pretty much the like Google. The five leads I've gotten from them are six. Every single one of them's been like $26 or something like that. And ain't none of them been even worth calling.
Yeah. Six for 26, that's already 150.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
I
about
even,
half what it
I
costs to be on
anybody.
The page of Google. Oh, geez. Uh-huh. You didn't get to talk to anybody?
Dummies, from just what I've seen, like, you know, they give a description. And I think there's one guy I'm going to call today, but it's over an hour away, so I don't even know if I'm going to do that.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, it's not even local. There's a book of business right in your backyard. The only problem is they don't know you're there.
Right.
You know what I mean? They do the search, they don't see you, so that's why you're not getting those
right.
calls. But obviously, we could solve that today, right? You don't have
exactly.
You don't have a website at all?
No. You know, the dude at Angie Lee's tried to, he said he was going to build one and help me finish out my LLC, but since they took my money, I haven't heard from them.
They don't do any of those things. They don't build websites. Huh. They put you on their website, and then they put themselves on Google. You get a page on Angie's.com, but you don't actually get your own, like, CNSplumbing.com. They told you that?
Yeah, he said he'd help me create a website, do all this.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he got me.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can call him up and give him the bird once you get this going.
Yeah.
Here, let me send you the pricing page. I'm also going to send you this article if you could fill out. It's from the Federal Trade Commission. If you feel like they're stealing from you or misleading you, you can report them for fraud. A lot of people actually
yeah.
got some of their money back from that system earlier this year. They were ordered to pay back like $17.2 million in February.
Dang. So y'all
yeah, I mean,
correct.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. If you look us up, we're right next to Google. We're a premier partner. So we've been in business since 2004. We focus mainly on these local listings, but we also do Google Ads and Google Guarantee as well. Anything that has to do with Google advertising goes through us as their Google partner.
I got you.
Yeah. So any of those guys you see up there now, they got a phone call like this one day.
Exactly. Which I was in, when I was in high school, and from high school I was like 21, 28 now,
mm-hmm.
but I helped a guy, at first it was just a small little car lot. We sold like four or five cars a month.
Mm.
And then before I left, selling like 30 to 40. So like,
yeah.
I helped grow a business. And I dealt with, you know, it's our business. But you have to get on board with some of this to make,
yeah.
to get money.
I mean, you can't expect clients to fall out of the sky, you know? You got to make yourself visible to them and accessible to them. You know, there's a lot
exactly.
of business owners that think they don't got to do that. And I could understand it too, though. You know, I get these guys that are, you know, 70, 75 years old, and family business, been owned and operated independently for 50 years. And, you know, they're
yeah,
just like,
established.
We got our own. Yeah, and I'm going, okay, you know, you might be right, but I'm telling you, there's a whole other book of business too, that if you advance yourself into 2023, get a website, put some of those reviews, let them know that you guys have 50 years experience. I'm sure there's a lot more people that would love to hire you.
Exactly.
that don't know about you, you know. I'm like, think about
exactly.
all the people who bought houses in your area over the last 50 years. He's a roofing contractor, but he ended up doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And he probably doesn't regret it.
No, not at all. I mean, there's no reason to regret bringing job opportunity in as a business owner. I mean, if you're gonna do it, you know, or have a business, then you got to go all in. You can't. I kind of want to be out there. I don't like when guys tell me, oh, I kind of want to stagger it out. I don't know. I feel like this will be too much. It is too much even for the people who you think can handle it. They're cherry picking. they're not going out to every single phone call. What do you think this is? You know, you think they're going to drive 100 miles to climb under that sink? You know, it's not happening. So it's just funny that people come up with all these reasons to not, or maybe I shouldn't, or maybe I shall off. I'm like, there's no reason to not do it. You're just doing yourself a disservice not connecting yourself to people. You could be your next door neighbor and needs your help, got $10,000 in their pocket, and they just don't even know you exist.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I sent you a link to the pricing page. I wanted to make you an offer actually a little more affordable, I should say, than the original quote that Tara sent over asking me to apply, the new in business credit. I was thinking I could apply the new in business credit, but I'll also waive all the fees on the campaign. I wanted to upgrade you to the campaign that includes a custom website design. And that's more because I know that you've invested a lot in the Home Advisor. I don't want you to break the bank just getting the business up and running online. So the idea is to put you on a platinum package, which would cover all your bases online, with the exception of Home Advisor by Angie's. So, you know, basically you wouldn't have 100 bills floating around. We'd be like your one-stop shop for all your marketing advertising.
I'll just turn off my lease for Angie.
Nice. Yeah. Be careful with that, though. I've had guys tell me that they unpause themselves, and then they send you leads, like, and then you get a charge.
Yeah.
50, 40, whatever their lead fees are. But the platinum package that I was talking about in the on the pricing page, you'll see it's normally $599, and there's usually a $299 setup fee. So the initial investment on that package, you know, you're usually paying $898 the first month and then $599 monthly. And that's because all the bells and whistles it has. It has Facebook advertising. You're on the first page of Bing. You got Yelp. You got Yellow Pages. You got your own .com. You got, you know, Amazon Alexa voice search results. I mean, it's top to bottom, right? So this is like your business starting from scratch, and we're going, okay, well, let's introduce you to the world, right? But with the new in business credit, I cut the monthly pricing in half. So I dropped it down to $299 month to month. And then also what I'm going to do is I'm going to waive that setup fee for you. So you won't have to pay any of the setup fee. And that usually goes towards like buying the domain, having the graphic designer build your site, and then hosting the site. So that's waived too. So you'd be a clear $299 out the door today, and then each month moving forward, assuming that you want to continue to use it long term, you'll keep the same deal. So every month you come back, you get the same pricing structure. We're not going to bait and switch, get you all hooked, get you all happy making money, and then go back. So it'll stay $299. We'll send you that in your service agreement. If I could approve a pricing structure and a package like that, is that something you could see a value in doing for the company?
Yes, I wish I wouldn't have just spent all this damn money on Angie Lee's.
Well, you're a lot smarter man today than you were yesterday.
Yeah, but it sound good.
Yeah, that's not your fault either. I mean, you live and you learn.
Yeah,
honestly,
Logan,
like, if we didn't have this placement available today, I would actually say you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. I was just trying to get a little bit more, but all their leads haven't been worth. And I've talked to other buddies, and they're like, you actually signed up for that? So, like, has a good pay. But I've got a big check coming. It should be today in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
From a set of houses I did.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as that check gets in my bank, can we do it?
Well, with the local listings like this, I have no control over their availability. I mean, they basically, so it's 7:27 here in Southern California. I got in here at 7 yeah. o'clock. This was on our board. They put this on our board last night. So literally my reps came in and they got the qualified candidates and they started calling. And it was like, you were like the second guy on the list. You know what I mean? But basically once I hang up, they just keep sending them until we fill that listing and close it out.
Yeah. Cause like I said, that blows all the extra money in my account until I get this check. That's, to be completely honest, signing up for them.
No, I hear you. Those guys are leeches. They suck you dry. I've had a lot of people, you know, they go, oh man, I had this older gentleman I worked with who used like a flip phone still, and they were texting him leads. He would check his text messages. Guy was old. By the time he realized what was going on, you know, he was 2,500, 3 grand into the thing. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then they weren't refunding him. So that's literally the client that led me to find that article. Like, I got so frustrated with what they were doing to this old man, I started doing research, try to help him out. Yeah. And that's when I found all that stuff, you know. So, yeah, it's nuts. They do a good job of putting the reviews. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so you're looking at $299 today. Is that
exactly,
correct?
Yeah. Yep,
if
that's
you
the
can
exact
get it all
amount.
Through.
Yeah, with waiving the setup fee and the new in business credit, it'd be exactly $299 to the dollar. And then there's no other charges. So there's no other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. That's an all-inclusive pricing structure.
Right. Okay. I like I said, I want to do it, but I should be able. That check should be. That's literally the guy that wrote me the check saying that they haven't. It should be coming in like in the next hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as I know you can't hold it.
Yeah, but I could send you my number. I mean, if the spot's available, I'm not going to turn you down. It's just the availability because,
you know,
a lot of the times they could fill it themselves, but it's only when they ask for some kind of price reduction like that where they need to have me jump on the line. But usually they could just call down the list and fill it. But I'll give you my number and I'll put you on my calendar. And then, you know, if it's there, it's yours. You know, I can't promise you that it's going to be there. You know,
I don't expect that.
Yeah.
And like I said, I would have gave you my card number right now if I wouldn't have just blew that same amount, dollar amount.
Oh, you know what, Logan? I haven't done this in a long time, but we can actually do what's called a post-date.
Okay.
You know what that is? So, like, it basically I'll create the account, put the billing information on file, but not process it, and then take it off the board so that way they can't call out on it anymore. It looks like it's filled. And then I can process the payment at, like, the end of the day or whatever you're able to go and actually make the deposit.
Yeah, if you would do that and just post-date it, say, till tomorrow morning, that way it'll have time for everything to clear through my bank and all that, you know.
Yeah, I can do that. I'll post. Yeah, I haven't done that in like a year. I forgot it was even an option.
Like I said,
you're the one who could tell me, oh, I could give you the card. I'm like, wait a minute, I think we could do that.
Yeah.
I hadn't done that in a long time. Yeah, I think they told us like a while back to not do that because sometimes if the payment declines, then they gotta like, it sets us back a day, but I think we'll be all right. I'll do that.
Yeah, I'm good for it. I just, like I said, they took my last little bit of money I had to the side for advertising, and I have it.
So once you get Home Advisor off the books, I mean, you're going to be saving so much money month in and month out, and I don't think you'll be in this position that you're in right now ever again.
No, and it's just growing pains. I mean, like I said, we're 3 weeks in.
Yeah.
I'm 28. I ain't never owned a business.
Yeah, that's lucky. A lot of people, they wait. Like, we have, I actually feel kind of bad sometimes when I think about that. We have guys that have been on this waiting list for 9-10 months, but we don't know when the spot's going to become available, and we just call. So it's like, if they don't answer the phone, we just keep going. We're not going to wait, you know, all day long. Google tells us not to do that, because it's like, you know, you could wait a week on one guy, and then there's another guy that's ready to do it now, you know? So I'll create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google for CNS Plumbing, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this number that we're on right now?
That's fine. That's the only number we have as of now.
Okay. And this is all going to get submitted to Google. They're going to create your Google business profile, and you'll have that for as long as you have your business. That's where everybody writes their reviews and your website's on it. So I want to make sure this stuff's accurate and solid.
Right.
What's the street address that I could send your PIN verification letter to?
It's 1728.
Okay.
Case Road.
Case?
Prospect.
C-A-S-E?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. 38477?
That's me.
All right, they're going to send a little postcard-sized envelope to this address. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how those guys got that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where they are. Now, I could hide your address if you do business from home, but I do need to send you that PIN, and there's a little five-digit number on the back of that postcard that I'll need from you when it comes in.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine. So
I'll follow up with you. Yeah, it usually takes 5 to 7 business days from sign up, though. So if I process it tomorrow on the 1st, let me see on this calendar here, you probably won't get it until the 8th or the 10th of November.
Okay.
It takes a little while to get over there.
That's fine.
But I'll follow up with you around that time. I need that 5-digit number from you. And then you only got to do that one time for as long as you have the business.
And like I said, this ain't like a lead service or nothing like this. This is just getting me on
Google.
Just flat.
We put you up there, and it's your number. The customers call you direct. They don't call us. We don't sell you the leads, none of that. It's just live call right off the first page. So we just put you up there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're very specific about where you're seen and what you're listed for. So that way we know that the people that are able to call you are real prospects in your area that looked up a service that you provide.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. They got me more skeptical now.
No, I mean, that's also a good thing, though, too. Here's the real telltale thing, though, that I've learned. Anybody that asks you to sign up for something for 6 months or a year before you've seen it work, run for the hills. Run for the hills.
Gotcha.
That's red flag. Those dudes are trying to lock you in. And if it don't work, you're locked in.
I paid $298 or something like that for a year for Angie Lee that I just wasted.
That's just a directory submission, though. Yeah, I mean, you won't be losing sleep over that later. I mean, it's not going to be beneficial once you turn the leads off, because they put you on their directory, but you still got to pay for every individual lead. If you're not paying per lead, then being on their directory is not really going to get you any opportunity or anything. Yeah, it's just a pyramid scheme. The only way to get anything in there is to keep spending more money, you know? It's like playing with scratchers is what I tell guys. Like, you're gambling. It's like you buy one lead, you scratch it, you see if you won, you lost, you buy another one, you're like addicted. Like, one day I'm going to win. And you look back at everything that you spent. You know, you finally won $1 million, but you spent $2 million buying scratchers.
Right.
Your lifetime. So, it's crazy. All right, what's your last name, Logan?
Cohen, C-O-A-N.
C-O-A-N, okay. And you're the sole owner?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
My first name? Logan, T as in Tom, Cohen, at Gmail.
Okay. All right, and you said you got license and insurance?
I have license. I'm working on the insurance.
Okay. As long as you're saying, hey, you're planning on getting it at some point, right?
Yeah, no, it's like I said, this I got like a $10,000 check in the mail, or not in the mail. It's written out to me, but the guy I work for hasn't got his end of it yet. So as soon as that gets in the bank, that's what I got some phone calls to make.
Okay. And get that going.
Cause I just don't
good thing to have.
Free.
Yeah, and if you have an LLC, yeah, if you have an LLC or if you don't, I mean, I definitely recommend it. It just helps you tax-wise later on. I mean, okay, yeah. The LLC is going to be a good thing to have. You can,
so
she what?
My wife was just had some questions as we was doing it.
So, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, LLC is necessary. You could just write everything off, get a business account, send it over to your CPA, and then, you know, they have everything on there. It'll also save you from people trying to claim that you might have damaged something on their property that was already damaged or came with the territory.
Right.
But did she have a question for me, or she had a question for about the LLC stuff you were saying?
The LLC stuff. That's why I haven't got my LLC yet.
Oh, I gotcha. It's pretty easy. I mean, it doesn't take very long to get it. It's just, you know, learning all the ins and outs of it if you don't already know. It's good to do your research and understand the benefits of it. All right, so I got your account pretty much set up. So a couple more things here. So for the website, do you have a logo already for the business or, like, pictures of work that you've done in the past?
Both. I can send you. So this 877 number, can I text through that?
Yeah. I'm actually going to send you the email address, though. The pictures come across a lot clearer if you send them through the email rather than through this text file that we have here.
Okay. Send message. Oh, hold on. That's not what I meant to hit. Right.
Yeah, if you take that email that I texted you, the photos at localsplash.com, and you could just send them to that email. I mean, you got time to do this, too. You don't got to do it all right now.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Yeah. There's also a form that you're going to have to send over. So you're going to have a little bit of homework, basically. It's going to be, you know, send in. You're going to have to sign your subscription terms. You're going to have to send in those photos that it asked for in your Google verification form. And then you're going to want to send photos over for your website so that, you know, when you got like an hour of free time this afternoon, that would be the time to go through that and knock that out. And then we'll have a client interview tomorrow. And the client interview is where they'll interview you on every service that you provide. You know, that way we're listing you for the right keywords. They'll go over the service area with you, and then we'll get a general idea on the layout of your site and how you want that to look. The website's a custom design, so we can do anything with it. It's an unlimited amount of pages. We just need, you know, your go-ahead on everything, and they'll sit down with you.
I think a website's something in today's age. Because people ain't just going to be – because me, like, I don't want to call people most of the time.
Right.
And I think a website is a way.
They can fill out the contact us form and schedule, you know what I mean? Get a time slot and have you come out without having to have a whole conversation about it.
Exactly. Like you said, it's 2023. I mean, everybody has their phone in their pocket and they stay on it from the time they get up to the time they go to bed.
Yeah, we live in a world of instant gratification, you know. If I could just pull out my phone and just tell my wife, hey, you know, if there's a guy going to be here tomorrow at 3 and I put a check on the counter, that makes my life a lot easier.
Me coming by one day, bullshitting with you for an hour, giving you a prop, and then coming back, you'd rather me just, you just fill out a form or whatever, me say, hey, it's gonna be between these two amounts, and me show up and do the work. You'd rather that be done than, but not everybody's like that either, though.
Yeah, but the people who are making money are usually, you know, time is money. So, you know, the guys that actually have it are usually working around the clock like you are, you know. So we need that convenience. I don't have time to kind of sit around, you know, and I got two kids. Usually, you know, so if I got free time, I'm not going to be, you know, trying to fiddle around with it. I would just get frustrated. I'd be like, look, man, this is what's going on. You know what I mean? But you're right. You know, everybody's different. You know, you might have that little old lady that's not computer savvy. It just needs to talk to somebody, you know?
Yeah.
You want to make yourself accessible to everyone.
I've got a 3-year-old, and I'm about to have a newborn. So, time is not...
That's so funny. I was in your shoes just a couple years ago. I have a 5 and a 2 now.
Literally.
Yeah, both boys too. They're going crazy these days. Yeah, but
I have a boy and I have a little girl.
Oh, that's perfect though. That's perfect. I told my lady I didn't want to have kids, and then we had my son on accident, and I was like, okay, if we had a boy, now I'm okay with having a girl. And then we ended up just having another boy. So I'm like,
boys would be rough.
It is rough. It is rough. Boys, you'll see when your daughter comes, the girls are just, they're smarter. They got a good intuition.
Oh,
boys are, they're dumb sometimes. He want to jump off the couch, smack his head on the ground, and he's looking at me like, what happened? I'm like, you did it.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're just not smart. They learn the hard way.
No. I've got a buddy. He's got a 3-year-old little girl. And, you know, we've worked side by side with each other for years. And, you know, so we'd be like, oh, well, he started doing this. But she was always like, she's probably 2 or 3 months younger than Cooper. And she was
ahead, right?
But ahead. Like potty training, just talking, just
everything.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives me goosebumps. I used to think there was something wrong with my oldest. They had me, I was panicking because he wasn't talking. He didn't start talking until he was like almost 3. It was crazy.
Yeah.
He was still babbling. And I'm going, uh-oh, what's going on? And I thought he had, like, autism or something, you know? And they're like, oh, no, he's fine. He doesn't want to talk. And I started taking him to speech classes and all kind of stuff. And then once I got him socialized into, like, a preschool, he started talking up a storm. And he won't be quiet.
Yeah.
Talking about every car all day, every day.
We ain't preschool yet, but he needs it.
It helps. It helps.
Ain't a whole lot of kids.
Yeah, kids learn from each other, though, you know? I mean, with us, we're just the disciplinarians in their eyes. They don't understand how much we love them or none of that, you know? They just is. I'm the one that says no and yes, you know? So they're just, they don't get it. When they get in there with the kids, they start socializing and stuff, and they change, you know? They're open their mind a little bit. Yeah, they don't get so, like, defiant. My son used to kind of see me as, like, the boss, and then he would just try to do exactly what I'm telling him not to do because he wanted to be free. You know how men are. We want to have our independence, you know?
Exactly.
He's just a little man. Yeah, he's like, I'm just going to not do it just because he told me to do it, man.
Exactly how it goes.
Yeah, the girls are different, though. They're so intuitive. I was hoping to actually have a daughter the second time around because they're just very – very smart. All my nieces are talking real early. They know what's going on. I was having full conversations with them when we were at, like, 2.
Yeah.
My son's like, throw the car off the bridge.
Exactly. Right. My son's just like, tracker? You know, like, you want to play with this tracker? Yeah. And I'm like,
That literally happened to me yesterday with my youngest. I took him to the pumpkin patch because my wife had been bugging me about going to a pumpkin patch, and it was like the last day to do it before today. And they're, tractor, he's the tractor through the cornfield. I'm like, get over here.
He
loves it.
But I mean, we live on a farm, and so tractors and all that, he's been around. That's the only thing he really knows, so.
Bulldozer.
He'll just walk up and be like, I'm gonna play tractor, like, tractor to everybody, and like, not every little kid wants to.
Yeah.
Wants to
like,
do
not
it.
Everybody's like, hey, it's a good childhood, though. Yeah. You're doing good, you know? That ain't bad.
Speaking of tractors, he's down in the floor now playing with his tractor.
Yeah, that's how mine are, too. They're fighting, though. That's the thing. I thought they were going to be friends. Like, okay, cool. They got 2 buddies. Because I have an older brother. He's, like, my best friend. But I was strong enough to kick the crap out of him. So I never really had that bully older brother. So I thought they were going to get along. And then, you know, now I come home, they're fighting over the truck. Don't touch my stuff.
Yeah.
One goes to school, and then little man goes in his room and plays with all his stuff, and then I got to hear him fight, you know, for hours, until the sun goes down.
When everybody gets home, it's, well,
Yeah, but my oldest is tall.
What else you need?
Thin. The youngest is young and stocky. Oh, so we're good. I need to schedule a client interview for tomorrow and then secure that first month payment. I'll let you get back to work. Sorry, I'm talking your ear off here. What's a good time for the client interview? Yeah, me too. I like getting
any time tomorrow,
especially if I'm working with you. I could do a client interview between 11 to 12.
My time or your time?
Oh, that's right. You're 2 hours ahead. How about this? I could do 10 to 11.
My time, your time.
Yeah, central time, your time.
My time. Okay, that'll work.
Okay,
that'll work. I'll
send
probably
you
be. I'll be working, but I just throw my AirPods in. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's easy. I'll shoot you a text like 1 hour before just to remind you, and then
that'll work.
All right, let me go do this. All right, and then I just got to secure your first month's payment. I know we're not going to process it until tomorrow. I'm going to set it up to process at 9. You'll get all the confirmation and everything, and then at 10 we'll do the client interview. But how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
Debit card.
Okay, and is it under your name, the business name, or both?
My name. I got to get some of this out of this all on my name, but for now.
Yeah. Yeah, get it under the business name with the LLC. I'm telling you, you won't regret it. It'll make you bulletproof, especially with the kids over there. That's the way to go.
Right.
All right. And then the billing address is the same as the street address?
It is. All right,
I'm ready for you.
It's a Visa, if you need to know that. 4159. Yeah, so I'm trying to figure too. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. 7809.
7809.
0753-0753-6179.
6179. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0326-395.
Okay. So it's going to auto-process tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Oh, you said 395?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't input that and started talking. So it's going to auto-process tomorrow at 7 a.m. my time, which will be 9 a.m. your time, and then the client interview will be at 10. It's going to be set up to renew each month on the first day because tomorrow's the 1st of November.
Oh.
So you won't be built.
Can we do a different date later? Because I have my insurance and my house payment, my health insurance and my house payment come out that day.
On the 1st?
After we take out that big payment. Or after we take out the first initial, is there a way I can adjust it?
What are you thinking?
Just give me another week, like the next week. I don't mind to pay it tomorrow. I just don't want it
time. I got you. I'll take care of you, bud. I want to get things going in the right direction in the first month anyway. So I'll give you like 5 weeks.
Yeah.
5 weeks. All right, so I'll set it up. The first month's payment will be tomorrow on the 1st, and then it's going to be reoccurring on the 8th day of each month moving forward. Okay? So November 1st, the next bill will be December 8th. You get like a full 5 weeks in your first month. Okay?
Okay. Awesome. Sorry, I hate to be like that, but...
No, it's okay. I get it. Like I said, that's why it's good that we talk, though, the way we talk, because... You know, if I'm just being straight business with you, then I won't get to understand why you're asking me that, and it'll just be yes and no, you know what I mean? So
right, I can respect it's not that I don't want to pay you, it's just, that's not my health insurance is like a grand. And then,
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang, that's bad, actually.
It's because,
I got my wife and both my boys on my insurance, it's not that high. I think I pay like $350, $400.
But see, I'm having to pay for all, and I had to go off of what I made this year before I started the company.
That's
so between
nuts.
Our...
That's still really high,
yeah.
though, Logan. Are you going through, like, Is it a PPO or a HMO?
To be honest, I just text a friend of mine that has his own business and asked who he did insurance through, and set up with a guy.
Oh, you're talking business insurance or health insurance?
Health. Family health.
No way.
For me, my wife, and my son.
I know she's pregnant at the time, probably has a bunch of appointments and stuff that she's been going to, but that still seems a little high. Did you just do this policy recently?
Yes.
Okay.
Like I said, my first payment.
Oh, geez. Okay. It sounds a little excessive, but that might just be like the initial payment, and then maybe there's a lower monthly charge. I don't know, because in California, like, we get taxed really bad, and, like, health insurance is required by the state, and, like, you know, they have all these, they take a lot of my money, just put it that way, but not that much for health insurance. I mean, health insurance would have to be more expensive in Tennessee than California, and I don't think that's the case, but.
No, because this is through Marketplace, I want to say.
Marketplace. I'm not familiar with them. That just kind of just set off a red flag in me, but we could talk more about it during the client interview tomorrow. I'm going to kind of look into that. Did you look anywhere else, or you just kind of went with the referral that your buddy gave you?
I just trusted a good friend of mine.
It's not that he's not worth trusting. I mean, he might have just gave you what he uses, you know.
Yeah, he probably just did what I did. He got referred to the guy probably, and whatever he went with was.
And you have a deductible at her appointments? Like, when she goes in, you still pay too?
So, like, I haven't even used it yet. Or she hasn't either, because we're still on my real job.
You're paying $1,000 a month. You should have no co-pays on your appointments. She should be able to just walk in and walk out without having to pay anything if you're already paying $1,000 a month. Yeah,
I mean, I agree.
That's the only way I could think of it being that high. You know what I mean? If it's one of those ones where you have no copay on it, then it's just like whenever something happens,
that's what it
is. Yeah, that would make sense.
He explained a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we have our kid in December, like, it's going to be less out of pocket.
Yeah, it should be nothing out of pocket. They have some of those that are like that, though. You pay the higher premium, but then you could just go in and go out without having to pay anything, even for just regular medical care. Like, somebody gets sick, you need some regular medicine, you can take them in there. Or,
right.
You know, kid falls off the tractor, busts his elbow or something.
Right.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to pay anything for that, though. If you're paying $1,000, that's up there. I mean, across the country, that's high. on a national average. Yeah, that's high.
Yeah, for
anyway.
For somebody in California to tell me my insurance, you know, anything is expensive, that's just say something.
Yeah. 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 A lot of my buddies I grew up with moved out there.
We have a lot of people that's selling their place in California and moving here. Because they can sell their house and then come out here and buy 100 acres.
Yep.
For what they sold their house for.
I got a 2-bedroom condo. Both my boys are in the same room and my backyard's not very big. You know, I could throw something over the fence and hit the neighbor.
Probably throw it over two fences.
Yeah, but
it's like some of the houses I do, but
it's not $750,000 nice. You know what I mean? And that's what it costs. So it's like, you know, if I sell that and pretty much go anywhere inland, you know, Texas, Nevada, Tennessee, anywhere like that, and they don't have the same income tax and everything, you know, I'd get a nice backyard and pool.
So my house and 80 acres, you should buy we're building a house. But the old house that we live in now and our 80 acres, you could buy that is what it appraised for, and you'd still have $100,000.
Man, yeah. See, California, it's not. The only reason I haven't left is because my brothers and sisters are all out here, and they got their kids, and the kids are all, you know what I mean? They're cousins, and, you know, they're all a city over, you know, so they can go visit them on the holidays and stuff. But I need to leave.
Some do.
This guy, I can go visit on holidays.
Exactly. This guy, his name is Terry Egan. He's got his own website, does like therapy. Mm-hmm. And he lived in LA for like 30 years, and now he's living like a half a mile from me.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys. Take my riches and move to Costa Rica when I'm like 55, 60, and just live on the beach until I die.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more.
Yeah, I mean, he came down here. Yeah, I don't understand, like, why here?
Oh, it's
from California.
No, it's beautiful there. I think it's really relatable. Like, the good old boys from California, I think the people in Tennessee are very similar, just from different standpoints, like religion. A lot of you guys are going to be Christians out there. The city life is kind of similar. Just being an American, you know, in California, you get people who are like not born here. You know, you get a lot of migrants.
Yeah.
It's just, you have all these different cultures. Tennessee feels probably more like home to them than California at this point, because everybody just keeps dumping in from all over, you know?
Yeah. And you got a lot of people, even though that live in California, that don't act like Americans, even though they are too.
Yeah, that too. And then from, 100%. You get those rainbow people too. You got I see it all the time.
Yeah. Do what you want to do. Just don't shove it down my throat. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just stay away from my kids.
Yeah, I don't care what. I don't care what you do. Just don't shove it down my throat and don't promote it from my kids.
Yeah, see that's why they're moving over there though, because they got guys like you think like they think and we think, and then they're going and it's cheaper, it makes more sense, you know what I mean? And we're more blue collar instead of, you got these other guys that aren't blue collar. Like, I get out of here, I go work out and go work outside, do stuff what I need to do around the house. You know what I mean? These guys here are not like that. They're like feminized. They're just like, I don't take out the trash, you know? Like, what the hell?
They pay somebody to take their trash out for them.
Yeah, or like the idea of a war. It's like, you guys don't have any idea what's going on, like, politically. There's people over here that voted for Biden. Just put it that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
not all the fake voters.
Yeah, no, I live in Orange County, so they call it the Orange Curtain. Trump comes here like twice a year.
Yeah.
And they go crazy, and then everybody, all the other people just hide, and then when Trump goes away, they come back out again screaming.
We had a Trump rally close to the house a couple of years ago. I can't remember when it was, but it was like the largest turnout for a Trump rally ever, or something like that. And it was in Alabama, not far from us.
It was nuts. It's only like 2 miles off from the beach. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I went over there in 2016. My whole block that I lived on was pretty much shut down. I was just got on foot and walked over there.
Everybody with their red hats on.
Yep. Even our
Make
CEO.
Make America great again.
Yeah, even our CEO here at Local Splash had that on, and the people at the Google headquarters tried to tell him, "Oh, that's insensitive," and he didn't give a crap. I was like, "I love you."
No, I'm like, you're my boss and all them.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah. He's the CEO, you know. He comes walking, and he's like 6'5", big old MAGA hat on. I'm like, "Yeah."
That's what tall I am.
You're 6'5"? Yeah, that's big.
Yeah,
guy. I feel like. I thought I was big. I'm 6'1", but I'm like 200 pounds. Yeah, we go running.
I'm not even. I'm like 6'1", like 195, something like, or 6'5", 195, something like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm solid, but I try to run it off. I've been doing marathons. I ran my first marathon this year. I'm going to do another one in February. I've been running, so I'm actually as lean as I've ever been. I was playing football growing up. I got all stocky.
Yeah.
I used to lift weights and not run. Now I just run.
Yeah.
So I was like 225, 230 at one point.
Shoot. Yeah, you look pretty stocky. Yeah. I have a friend who does some Spartan races.
Oh, yeah. And those are cool.
Yeah.
My brother's a vet. He likes doing that stuff. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan from 10 to 16. He's like 34 now.
Yeah.
But he likes to do those Spartan races and stuff, and he likes to work out and run marathons. But he's taller than me. He's 175, and he was in the service. And then I didn't think he was going to do well. I'm like, you're a big target and you're thin, but he's tough.
Yeah,
no, he did good. I mean,
he figured something out.
PTSD. Yeah, I mean, he's traumatized for life, but he's staying positive. Yeah, he's got a baby boy too, so yeah.
That helps too.
Hey, I'm looking forward to working with you, Logan. I got y'all locked in, squared away for tomorrow. I'll follow up with you at 9 a.m. We'll walk you through that client interview and get everything rolling, okay?
Sounds good, buddy. I appreciate you.
Sorry to talk your ear off, but I'm looking forward to it. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
See you, buddy.
All right, bye.